Welcome to VC Vibe Check, presented and paid for by Heather Schmidt for Supervisor 2024, FPPC ID 1461823. This regular audio talk covers issues local to the 805, why the vibe is off, and what we plan to do to fix it. Here we are again, just a few days out from the primary election, and there is still so much work to do. But as with all things political in Ventura County, and it's true to some sense beyond, we have to pause legitimate campaign activities to address the really, really unfortunate stuff that comes along with it all. I want to back up a little bit, though. In case you missed earlier posts, I have obviously ruffled some feathers by deciding to run for this office. I'm not sure really what it is. It's just something I seem to always do. That became apparent this time to me over Labor Day of last year when a woman walked up to my teenage daughter at a community picnic, a woman who is a Democrat and who I used to work for, attacking my daughter, screeching at her about how I don't have name recognition. Since then, it's been one crazy thing after another, usually with Democrats, although not exclusive to them. And honestly, the party does not matter to me. Someone put sugar in my gas tank. If anyone doesn't believe that, they're welcome to pay the bill to have my tank cleaned out. Over 25, 27 now since writing this, as we discovered two more, 27 of my campaign signs have been stolen, which I know because we keep a running list of where our signs are and when we lose them. The elections division doxed us, which they'll be the first to admit. Just call Jesse. He helped me resolve it. And I've received tons of rude, threatening, and outright hurtful emails. So as we near the primary, there's been one thing after another. And in the last episode I made of this, I complained about there being no media coverage. Well, be careful what you wish for, because now there has been, and the result has been stressful. When I was interviewed by the VC reporter who did an article in which the only photo was of a campaign event for another candidate, one of three, at one point, the reporter asked me, and I'm quoting here, "So how exactly do you expect to win with absolutely no support?" Like I said, be careful what you wish for, because while other reporters have been a little bit more polite, albeit somewhat cynical about what goes into winning a nonpartisan local election, this has, of course, drawn more attention to the race on the whole, which has good and bad aspects. The bad, of course, are people referring to me as a thing, telling me to go F myself, someone saying I look like a man in drag, and one person in particular in the Democratic Party, again, I don't really care about the party, but there is one that is increasingly more toxic, sharing a news piece and launching a full-on personal attack on me, the candidate they once called as unviable as an unborn baby. This, all while doing regular campaigning, can be a bit of a drag. It's been, frankly, exhausting. Nevertheless, we keep soldiering on in spite of it all, reminding myself why I got into this in the first place. So to the outright attack on me, which I have gone back and forth all day today since a volunteer sent it to me, to decide whether or not I should respond. Do I respond? Do I ignore it? I wasn't sure. One person who doesn't even live in the district, who obviously has some ulterior motives, I don't know. But I know that voters in this district and the entire county are also above this middle school Snapchat gossip, so maybe responding would nip it in the bud. This Democrat, whose company reportedly has the county as a client, though, makes me concerned. I have concerns about the ethics behind this attack. Her boss donated to Kelly's campaign also. So this is very weird. It's reached a point now in the evening of cyberstalking, cyberbullying, and libel. I mean, fitting the legal definitions of all three. All day, she's commented over and over and over again, sharing screenshots of my Twitter, my Instagram, things that are 3-4 years old, calling into question, making accusations that are so outrageous, so bizarre, and some conspiratorial. She can't prove any of them. Sharing screenshots, again, she has apparently saved for years about me and my life. Frankly, this exposes more about this particular individual's situation and possibly mental health than anything else. For every accusation she makes in this tirade, there is, of course, a reasonable and calm response. But take the time to make it? I just don't know. For example, the accusation that there are holes in the history of my education. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, a Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy. I started my master's degree at Claremont Graduate University in 2009, and I stopped about halfway through to stay home with my kids. I'm sure that screenshots from 4 years ago from my city council campaign website that has been deactivated for 4 years also. Those aren't exactly the most accurate source of information to learn about me, though. Since then, anyone who knows me since my city council campaign, I went back to school, transferred from Claremont, switched programs, and completed a master's of public administration. Continuing the claims about my education, though, she said that I have tens of thousands of dollars of student debt that I umbrellaed into a bankruptcy. That's not even legal to do. And it's a disservice to my dead grandmother who paid for my education. The accusations, they go on and on and on. And that is why I say, do I respond? Do I sit here and spend hours that I could be out talking to voters of the district, dropping lit, making phone calls? Do I spend that time replying to these frankly crazy accusations? Someone who isn't in the position to vote for me and whose mind I'm not going to change anyway. Someone who has a clear conflict of interest and whose boss supports the other candidate, the third candidate. This attempt to gaslight my life is not only unhinged, it is beneath the voters of this community. It didn't stop there either. There are other accusations, fabrications, one about how much money my campaign has raised, how some of it is in-kind donations. And this is where I just get into the nitty-gritty of campaigning. Had I not reported in-kind services, such as a website creation or videography, I would have been in violation of FPPC finance laws. I have been overwhelmingly transparent about how I have had a large number of in-kind donations all along. And we need to have a conversation here now about how cynical of a view it is to assert that a candidate's viability is predicated on how many wealthy friends they have around them. It's true. I don't have a lot of money in my campaign bank account as compared to the other two candidates. Democrats notoriously want to level the playing field so that people of color have access, so that money isn't a hindrance. They constantly talk about equity, talk about the fact that qualification is not predicated on social position or wealth. And yet here we are, saying that my viability is entirely predicated on whether or not I have a bunch of rich friends. The reason why I have less money than the other candidates is because I'm not taking money from outside the district. Because my supporters are people of this community, people working 2-3 jobs. Because I don't believe that it's ethical to fundraise for a general election before I've passed the primary. Did anybody ever ask Gabino what happened to those $14,000 that he raised and then dropped out? If Kim loses the primary, will she be returning the tens of thousand dollars she's taken from her wealthy friends? To say that someone who runs for office is not viable if they don't have a bunch of rich people around them is like saying that a brown kid from Oxnard isn't smart because his family couldn't afford the SAT prep course. I'm sorry, but it's bullshit and it's classist. Viability of a candidate is predicated on their qualifications and their ideas. And what I say to the Democrats and their special interest groups who have bought into this notion that it's all about money, same way the Republicans have, is that this level of cynicism is perhaps one of the most dangerous and damaging things to our community. If you can't run your candidate on their merits, find a better candidate or wait till next time. The accusation about the amount of literature I have printed in my house at home. Again, all of these things I have been transparent about. Who did my robocalls? Who did my texts? It's all on the FPPC IDs. Perhaps the most outrageous statement in this crazy attack of lies and contradictions and more revelations about the Democrats than they want to admit is the suggestion that I'm being paid by Kelly Long to run to hurt Kim and the Democrats because I focus on their toxic behavior. Look, Kelly Long has 8 years of a track record that is out and open in the public that everybody is well aware of. But she's not doing some of this stuff. She isn't saving screenshots from 4 years ago and posting them on a social media page to engage in some libelous attack. Apparently, the Democrats learned nothing with Claudia Bill de la Peña, who lost a shrill, shrieking woman to Garrell just 2 years ago. So this is bananas, right? Run for office, they say, unless, of course, you haven't been approved by a handful of people with a lot of money. Run for office, they say, but be prepared for the Democratic Moms group to go scorched earth because they feel threatened. I posted about this on my personal Facebook page, and I'll finish this up by reading what I shared there. I know most everyone here does not like me posting about politics because most people are politically adverse and don't like to get involved or hear about it. But I have to say one thing. I was notified this morning that Jess Wee, Anonymous Mommy, posted a long, lie-filled, crazy rant attacking me personally. In it, she claimed a bunch of stuff that was not true, called into question my degrees, my job, and suggested that I have been paid by Kelly Long to hurt the Democrats. She tried to gaslight very real experiences and just went so far that tomorrow my campaign and I are consulting an attorney. Unfortunately, this is not the first time we've had to do this, since we've also been doxxed and had some damage done to my car intentionally by people in the same social and political group. Alexis, that's my daughter, replied, and she replied to Alexis within minutes with another long rant accusing me of lying about my qualifications, and in doing so, accusing the elections division of not doing their job to verify them. Really, really shocking stuff. Beyond how insane and untrue the vast majority of it was, it is just so incredibly hurtful to read. I should have tougher skin, I guess, but ultimately this is why the general public does not want anything to do with politics, voting, any of it. It's so toxic. It's so ugly. I'm sitting here asking myself a lot of questions. How does this serve our community? How does it serve the homeless man living in his wheelchair down the street from my house? How does it serve the thousands of middle-income families for which there is no home available to rent or buy? How does it serve the future of this community as more and more people stop having kids and move because it's too expensive here? How does it serve the people victimized by our 106% increase in violent crime? How does it serve anyone? This is what I'm focused on. I have spent a long time serving my community in a number of different capacities. A small group of mean mug Democrat moms on the internet lying and bullying me does not change that. You may not agree with me, or you may not understand or have witnessed firsthand what I have done, but there are over 800,000 people in this county. We all exist. We all matter. Our work is valid. We do not have to explain ourselves to anyone. Some wild, drunken, rich lady in Thousand Oaks going off on the internet does not change that. Above that, I also want to add that one of these days, someone is going to be bullied by these people and something way more serious is going to happen. What if I had some mental health struggles because of this bullying? What if it was too much for me to handle? What if that's already happened to someone and we just didn't hear about it because their bullying and internet screaming drowned it out? What Jess is doing is nothing more than being a pathetic bully, and unfortunately has many people in her circle that are just like her. How many people have been harmed by them and their mouths? And what does it say that none of us ever speak up about it? I don't see much good for the future of this community if we do not stand up to this. I am and will continue to do so. And so this is where I am tonight. Just reeling from this stupid, baseless attack. And it's true, when you run for office, you have to face all kinds of things like this. But you know what? Our community is supposed to be better than this. We are not supposed to be like this. All the begging people to vote, telling people to go vote, telling people to get involved in the community. It's all predicated on whether or not you fit into the right group with a handful of people. As I said in my Facebook post, there are over 890,000 people living in this county. I think the number is like 892 something. And those are just the people that are counted. How does it serve them to do this? How does it serve this community to engage in these types of baseless, crazy attacks? It's exactly why people don't vote. It's exactly why voter participation has declined more and more and more every year. Thanks for tuning in. Catch me next time. Make sure to click subscribe to ensure you do not miss an installment of VC Vibe Check. Please consider heading to my campaign website where you can see all the facts and information about me and my experience. Schmidt4District3.com. Any amount of a donation helps us correct course for a better future. But again, I don't think that it is ethical to fundraise for an election that I'm not in for sure yet. So let's get through the primary before doing that. Remember, March 5th, vote Schmidt for supervisor. It's time to restore good governance to Ventura County.